And we had some of the big big leghorn, the big white chicken. Mm-hmm. Most of them are dominickers, and we used usually kept some mallard ducks, a couple of dozen. But they all came into a common feeding place. And they'd range around all day. We'd feed them in the morning, and they'd range around all day. They'd usually come into that same area at noon for watering, and maybe to rest in the shade. Then they'd be ranging out around the yard or out in the fields. And on down late in the afternoon, they'd be right back to the same place. We didn't have too much calling. And we kept the ducks just for ornamentation and for watchdogs. You can't slip up on a flock of mallards, day or night. They'll sound off the least thing strange that comes across your grounds area. Mm-hmm. They'll all start quacking. And they don't miss anything that comes by on the ground or flying either. A buzzard can be circling over 5 or 6 miles away. At 10,000 feet, it won't be nothing but a little black speck. And if you watch those mallards, they'll all have their heads turned sideways. They'll be watching that buzzard to decide whether he's a buzzard or a hawk.
Talk about kinds of food and things. The inside part of a chair is the part that you don't eat. You call that the...
be the pit.
What about in a peach?
That would be the pit. Or seed, it's called both.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a pit, but it's called a seed too.
What do you call the part inside the seed?
Let me see. That would be the kernel. I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of.
That's a clean.
What about the other kind?
That's freestone.
And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
That'd be the core. Back to the peach, I don't understand and never have why they named a peach a freestone.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of calling it a seed a stone, they call it a seed or a pit. It's a misnomer. They got in there somewhere back down through the generations. Now that dates back at least 250, 300 years that I know of. I've checked on, and it's still the same damn things. Never changed.
Mm-hmm. When you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making
dried apples.
You ever hear them called snits?
No. We didn't. We dried some apples. Apple, we aren't in a good apple area. We can raise red delicious and yellow delicious, and to some extent Jonathan here. But our delicious apples, the yellows, look normal. The red ones don't have the typical Washington or Arkansas or Missouri shape to them. They're shaped like the yellow delicious. They're round. On this dried apple thing, in this area used to be very extensive drying of peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And very little apple. Peach was a big thing.
What different kinds of nuts are there around here?
Hickory nuts, pecans, walnuts, chinkapins, some Chinese chestnuts that we've brought in here and they've escaped, and they're blight resistant. They're a bigger chestnut than the eastern horse chestnut or chestnut.
What's a chinkapin?